chapter 33 to 34. Therefore, what shall we do, brethren? Shall we become unemployed in doing good and abandon the practice of love? The Master forbid that any such thing should happen to us. Instead, let us be diligent to accomplish every good work with earnestness and eagerness. For the Creator and Master of everything, Himself, takes joy in His works. For, by His infinitely great power, He established the heavens. And, by His incomprehensible intelligence, He ornamented them. He also divided the earth from the surrounding water and placed it upon the immovable foundation of His own will. He has also directed into existence the living creatures which move upon it by His own arrangement. Having previously prepared the sea and the living creatures which are within it, He enclosed them by His own power. Above all, with His consecrated and undefiled hands, He formed a man, the most excellent and greatest in mind, the express likeness of His image. For this is what God declares: Let us make a man in our image and after our likeness. So God made the man, male and female He created them. Therefore, having finished all these things, He praised and blessed them and spoke, "Increase and multiply." Because of this, let us consider that all the righteous ones have been ornamented with good works, and how the Lord Himself, ornamenting Himself with good works, rejoiced. Therefore, holding this pattern, let us follow out His will without hesitation. Let us do the work of righteousness with our whole strength. The good worker receives the bread of his work without spokenness. The sluggish and negligent one cannot look his employer in the face. Therefore, it is requisite that we be eager in doing good, for all things are from Him. For this is how He forewarns us: Behold, the Lord comes, and His reward is before His face, to pay each man according to his work. Therefore, He urges us who have faith in Him with all our heart, not to stop working, nor to be negligent in any good work. Let our boasting and our outspokenness be in Him. Let us subject ourselves to His will. Let us consider the whole multitude of His messengers, how they always stand ready, performing the duty of His will. For the writing says, 10,000 times 10,000 stood by Him, and thousands of thousands performed their duties to Him. And they cried, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All of the creation is full of His glory." And therefore, let us gather together in harmony in our conscience, crying out earnestly as with one voice to Him, that we may become partakers of His great and glorious announcements. For He says, "Eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and it has not entered into a heart of man, the things which He has prepared for those who wait for Him."